We are so glad you're here. Good morning, everyone. This is Jason and Alexis in the Morning, live around the world on My Talk 1071, MyTalk1071.com, or My Talk app, and home devices all over the place. Google Home, Xboxes, Echoes, Betamax machines.
Uh-oh.
8-track players.
What did the Pong. Social dilemma say about Oregon home trail. Devices?
What, sweetheart?
What did the social dilemma, that show you guys watched on Netflix, what did they say? What did they say about home devices?
They really didn't touch on that.
Okay.
Yeah, but social media.
Yeah, but basically, Dawn, but basically, Alexis is right. I mean, we're being watched all the time.
Yeah, Alexa not welcome in my home.
I love Alexa, and I love my HomePod, too, my Apple HomePod.
You got both?
Yeah, I got both. You know, I'm a nerd with that. That's the only. Oh, speaking of that,
iPhone update. I wrote it down.
I sounded like James Brown there. Ow, in the hot tub. what am I doing? So Jeff told me, so there's an update, everyone, on your iPhone, a software update. This isn't just for the new iPhones that aren't even released yet, which, by the way, when are they going to do that? Anyway, I digress. There's a new update, and in that update, there's a handy-dandy little thing. Now, where is it? Was it under accessibility? No. Where is it? Hold on. Let me call Jeff. Now, see, and I tease this.
In settings?
5742. I don't know. Let me find out here. I need to know this.
What is it again? What do you need to know?
Where, there's something a the handy iPhone? Little tip. Yeah, there's a handy little tip that he taught me. Oh, now, what is he, B. Arthur? He's not going to answer the phone just, like she does?
He's just planning your show, that's all.
I know, he's just working on the Jason.
Didn't he just talk to you and leave you? He's probably walking back to his desk.
Going to the bathroom or getting a bagel.
No. Okay, accessibility, where is it? Spoken content, no.
What?
No. Sound recognition, guided. No. Okay, I got to figure this out because it was so cool. Oh, touch. So at the very bottom, so go under accessibility, everybody, in your settings, and then and then go to touch.
Okay.
And at the very back, it says back tap. If you turn that on, you can add a function where if you double tap the back of your phone, you can have it do a shortcut to a variety of things, like take a screenshot. You can turn the volume up or down. You can switch to a different app. You can pull up your control center. You can mute your phone. So I turned it on to take a screenshot. So do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Are you following me?
So you just tap the screen or you tap...
No, tap the back. Tap back.
You tap that back.
Yeah, so I'm doing it right now.
I know.
No, it's...
Oh, she's already given up.
I can't even.
Nope. What the hell do you mean?
Tapping my phone. I'll just do it the hard way, I guess.
The hard way is like 40 steps, lady.
You just press the two buttons and bam, click.
Yeah, but this is even easier. You just go here like what? Doop, boop. Oh, screenshot right there.
I can't be bothered with that today.
Oh, today. What about tomorrow?
Wow.
Probably not.
Wow. I am very sorry. I cannot. Did you hear her? I can't even let that in my mind right now.
That's a lot.
She doesn't like it.
I shan't be doing your ass tap or whatever you just said.
Oh.
But Dawn, isn't that cool though? I mean,
yeah.
Because I'm like, I turn it. And then you can also do a side tap. You don't even have to. You can program a side tap too to maybe turn your volume down quickly to do it. You know, like I said, a screenshot. I don't know. I thought it was awesome. I thought it was a nice little shortcut. Obviously, other people on this broadcast have no time for my little tips.
Don't you just tap the side of your phone to put the volume down? Like, there's two buttons, up and down. Now you just tap it? Or you could do that if you wanted? I guess if you want to tap on the other side, you know, you tap where you want to tap.
What's long press?
8:09 is the time.
What is long press? I don't know.
I don't know. Okay. I don't know what 8:09 is. I don't know what long...
You don't know what 8:09 is? It's the time, which we are not supposed to talk about.
No, we're not supposed to. I got yelled at by B. Arthur yesterday. She called me, and everybody was waking me up from my nap in like intervals, like every 20 minutes. And then Beast called. Dark Lord called, and I'm like, oh God, what do you want? And I picked up the phone, and I should have just rolled her into voicemail, and I didn't. And she's like, and she growled, and then she said, and then just talking about something. And then she, she's my talkers. She's listening to our show now.
What the nerve?
Well,
she's
thank
listening
you, Lex.
To our show. What?
She's thank you, Lex. That's how I feel. She's listening to our show now, and I liked it better when she only listened to Donna and Steve and Colleen and Bradley. That's those were the good
listening.
Old days. Yeah, those were the good old days. And so she's listening, and she's like, I'm listening now, because she's cutting it up for something. I don't know. And she goes, you say the time a lot. And I said, well, yeah, we're the morning show, Buckethead. I said, people do their schedules based on, And I said, I thought that was what we're supposed to do. Now it's not 1957. And she goes, plus people are listening to it on the podcast and the time means nothing. And I said, and I stuck up for the live people, and I she was just giving me a hard time, and I said, fine.
Some people would think that they'll know if they're running late or on time.
Thank you, Lex. Thank you. So she's like, just stop saying it. And you say the date a lot, too. Yeah, should you say the date a lot, too? People don't care. If they want to see the date, they'll look at their phone. And I said, okay. So, and you know me, but Lex, you'd have been proud of me. I wasn't even bitchy with her. I was so tired, and I just didn't care. That I just went, okay, thanks. And I hung up, and I'm like, I'm not going to do that. I'm like, I'm going to do the opposite of what she wants me to do.
Uh-oh.
So the time is coming up on 8:12. And the date, Tuesday, September 29th.
Somebody could be in the shower listening to us, and they need us to tell us what time it is.
And sometimes you do just need to, soak it in and then think about how you feel about it and then decide. So that was smart. When you're getting feedback, your instant reaction
absolutely.
Might be a dropkick,
Yeah, and I need to take feedback, and she's my boss. So I took it, I digested it, and this morning I decided I'm not going to listen to her.
Right. I mean, you make your own choices, but, in the moment, that was good.
Thank you, Lex. I felt like an adult.
Yeah.
Imagine that. Here we go.
Hi, you've reached Amy. Leave a message.
Oh, no.
Hi, it's 8:12 on Tuesday, September 29th, 2020. There we go. I just left her a message.
Ooh, someone's in trouble.
You know I'm going to get a phone call later. Anyway, let's do some good news, Lex. You got some good news stories for
us? I do.
We'll do more at 8:32. So, yeah.
Yes, I do have some really some sweet news. Let's start with the sweet story. So, there's a young man. His name is Carver. He's 5 years old. He was with his grandma. They were shopping for supplies. They were putting a care package together for the firefighters fighting the fires in California. And so, they were getting all the things that, kind of more practical things that they would need. And the 5-year-old looked across and saw Baby Yoda on the shelf and said, we need to send Baby Yoda to the firefighters to help fight.
Seriously?
So they put the little guy, the child, into the box, and now the firefighters, they were so tickled when they got it, they're taking pictures of Baby Yoda, bringing it everywhere, and just having a really good time. It really helped lift their spirits beyond just the function, like the treats and the Band-Aids and all the other things that they need.
That's
so sweet, because the kid thinks that Baby Yoda can help. He believes in the power of Baby Yoda.
Yeah.
See, I love some kids. That's so sweet.
This kid's great.
I love some kids. But don't, just be clear, not all.
I love 92% of children.
You like this kid, Carver. Yeah.
And I like his name, Carver.
That's sweet,
now,
isn't it?
How can you not like a kid named Carver? Come here, Carver. I like that.
That's
you
sweet.
Got one. You got one more for
I
us.
I do
right
have.
Now?
Oh, I have a really good one. This is an invention that might help you specifically, Dawn. Jace, you too.
Okay.
With your fear of water. Okay.
Dawn, listen up to this.
There's a new swimsuit or wetsuit called Floater, and it helps people in the water who are been afraid of the water for decades. So think flotation belt, but much more comfortable and not bulky around your neck. So it's a swimsuit that helps keep you up above the water, and then you don't need to fear sinking or, well, I guess, you know what, now that I'm fleshing this out.
I mean, if you'll have to get away from a shark real quick, am I just going to be bobbing up and down?
Yeah, you
know
what?
Done.
You know what? Whoopsies.
Because I'm really afraid of what's in the water, not drowning.
It's not really drowning. It's not really a deterrent for the sharks.
Can I see
and
a
stuff.
Show of hands who have enjoyed Lex's 180, live 180 on this story? Can I see a show of hands? This was magnificent.
What's in the water?
Dawn, I gotta. Dawn.
Yes. Yes, I'm so excited. What do you have to offer me?
Dawn, I got a story for you. I got a product that you are going to love because I know that you are petrified of water, right, Dawn?
I am. I'm actually afraid of what's in the water, but go on.
Well, I got a product. This story, Dawn, you're going to love this. So this product, you wrap it around your waist, and it makes you bob up and down in the water, which makes you look like a seal.
Oh, whoops.
You look more appealing to sharks because you look like a sea creature bobbing up. Yeah, maybe this isn't such a good idea.
You won't sink. Well,
that'll be like a fun. I'll be like a fun toy for a whale or a shark to just keep. You know, I keep bouncing back up, and they try to bite me and pull me under.
Oh gosh, Lex!
There you go.
Was,
that's true.
That
see the upside on that one.
That
wow,
was, that was fantastic.
That so was, yeah, there's that.
So that happened. I love some kids. 8:17.
This has been a great segment.
This has been a fantastic segment, hasn't it? Lex has denied my Apple iPhone tip.
Yeah,
I told B. Arthur the time. I realized I like 90% of children. Lex thought she had a great idea for Dawn that turned out to be probably the worst thing Dawn could use in the water. This has been great.
Yeah.
And on that note, before the show goes any further down the turlet, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, the Dirt Alert right after this.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
Welcome back. Jason and Alexis in the morning. It's time to get caught up with the big entertainment stories of the day in the Dirt Alert. Hello, Dawn.
Hello. I love this interview. There was an interview with Pink Floyd drummer Nick Mason.
Oh.
And he admitted to feeling a little embarrassed by how much money his band has made over the years.
Really?
Yes. Oh. He says our rock generation was more than blessed. I think we all get a little embarrassed about the wealth we have and how we use it. My carbon footprint is appalling. He goes on to talk about how, you know, the original bandmates, Roger Waters, Richard Wright, Sid Barrett, they jumped on this bandwagon of like psychedelic rock in the 60s, and they wanted to tap into that genre. There was rising popularity with it, but he still doesn't quite understand how they got to the point as Pink Floyd, where they were so popular and had such free experimentation. They thought of themselves as an R&B band playing hits. It was just a bit of fun. And they really wanted to be a pop group. They wanted to meet girls, he said, and have a wild time and be famous. And they just kind of jumped on the bandwagon and got in on this psychedelic rock type thing. And then, you know, how many years later, they're freaking billionaires.
Yeah.
So it's really, there's so many bands out there and like how some become like the ultimate rock bands of all time. Is it luck or is it a little bit of both.
The timing.
Right timing. Yes, exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Timing was really important.
Yeah. is your band in a genre that is popping right now? Because, you know, are you catching a cyclical wave? Are you a pop band that catches a pop wave? Or are you a pop band that decides to release an album in the early 90s when grunge is big?
Exactly. You know what I mean? I mean, you know, and people see Nirvana as the ultimate grunge band, really. But is that just because Kurt Cobain passed away? You know, there are other bands out there that were like Pearl Jam.
Yeah, that's true. They were so big, though, before that.
Absolutely.
But, you know, what was it about them in particular?
Exactly.
The sound, the look,
Right, it's the right time for it. So it's just an interesting little thing, saying that he was embarrassed of how much wealth he had. It's like, well, if you're really embarrassed, we can help you out. You can just give us a little, you know.
Yeah.
I'm sure he has a lot of people asking.
But... Come on, if you want to.
We were talking earlier in the show about who could be the next James Bond. You know, Henry Cavill has thrown his name in there. He's interested. We have Idris Elba as a top contender, Tom Hardy. Well, if you're super into James Bond and you like vinyl, The Best of Bond is a compilation of every theme song from the film franchise. And it's getting an update. They're releasing a limited edition gold vinyl version featuring all 25 James Bond themes, including Billie Eilish's recent edition. So
that's a good idea.
That's a really good gift. Yes, it comes out November 20th. That's probably what they were thinking.
Perfect.
Alexis.
Oh, that's an awesome idea.
It really is. So,
because collectors love the vinyl.
They sure do.
Oh, yeah.
I've noticed, you know, a lot of albums are coming out on vinyl again. If you go to Target, there's a whole vinyl section there. It's kind of
Yes.
neat.
Love it. Nothing beats the sound.
People getting into record players. Yes. Robert Pattinson, he's going to be the Batman. And he opened up about the criticism that he received after they were like, he's going to be Batman. He actually, that's why he decided to star in the Batman. He's cool with the scrutiny. And he even admits that he enjoys the idea that he could totally mess it up. I love that.
Oh, really?
Same. He's kind of like, I'll show you.
Yeah.
It's better to be the underdog than to, you know, than to come walking in and everyone thinks you're going to do great.
Exactly. So he said that he also sort of weirdly enjoyed that during Twilight, the idea that you can mess it up and that lots and lots of people are going to watch something that you've worked on. And he felt confident. He wanted to be on the big stage. And so he's feeling the same way about Batman. He's like, bring it on. If I screw it up, I like the attitude.
I do, too, because it really is. It is better to be underestimated, you know, to come in there and just defy expectations, you know, under what is it? Over-deliver.
Lowered expectations.
Yeah, lowered expectations.
Yes. So,
under-promise and over-deliver. Yeah.
That's it. Yep.
So that's what we do every day here.
Every day.
No. Oh, yeah.
That's right. Every day.
I don't know if anyone's still watching Dancing with the Stars, so this is a spoiler alert if you haven't watched last night. But Carol Baskin was eliminated from the show last night. It was her and Anne Heche were in the bottom two. Three judges saved Anne. Carol was also in the bottom two last week, but she was saved that time. So she said her husband's going to be happy that she's coming home. And I bet the show just didn't want to deal with all the legal troubles that Don Lewis's family has brought up a lawsuit against her.
It's
and that whole kitty theme just got too old,
it's,
you know.
So too old. Like who wouldn't, it was Disney night last night and we all knew she was going to do the Lion King. Like, come on.
Yep.
It's no surprise there. So I'm glad she's gone. I think it was a bad look for Dancing with the Stars.
I think they realized that later.
Yep.
They thought it would be a good idea, but it just didn't. Yeah, it's
bad
just
look.
Kind of, exactly. So.
Yep. I'm glad. Yeah. Bye-bye, Carol. Bye-bye. Don't let the door hit you. For more of these stories, go to mytalk1071.com. When we come back, Alexis has one more unicorn story. Space hero. Meanwhile, don't forget to follow us on social media. Lex in the Cities, Donna Dark, and Jason Matheson. The show never stops there. It's coming up on 828. B. Arthur. We'll be back right after these words.
And now on Jason and Alexis in the Morning, a message from our sponsor. From, like, the 70s or 80s.
You want to be in great company, come on along to the place where you
We're reaching out, it's you.
This has been a Jason and Alexis Classic Commercial. We now return you to our regularly scheduled mediocre radio show.
Right here, Rocco. We're right here. Rude. Come on along with ABC this fall. It is 8:33 on this Tuesday, September 29th. I'm Jace with Lex and Dawn. Kenny is off today, as you heard Traffic Tina there filling in. Beep, beep. Kenny will be back tomorrow. Before we get to Lex's final good news story, at the beginning of the hour, I told you how Bea Arthur unfortunately called me yesterday and was yelling at me for giving the time. She doesn't want me to give the time anymore, the date. She said it's not the 60s or the 50s. So, of course, because I'm a brat, I'm going to actually be doing it more until she yells at me again. But we got the funniest email.
You're getting a lot of support here, though, Jace.
Thank you, Lex.
Emails,
thank you.
Tweets,
yes,
I'm sure
thank
you're getting
you.
A lot more, too, but they're, yeah.
Yes, and sometimes Lex and Dawn, this proves our listeners are funnier than we are. So this is a letter from Donna. As Alexis pointed out, we're getting a lot of support here. The subject, calling out the time. Hey, Jason, yes, keep calling out the time. Unlike B. Arthur, some of us don't have an extra set of tentacles to carry our phones from room to room as we dash about the house to get ready. Miss May.
Oh,
I love when the listeners go after Bea Arthur as well. It's just a slice of heaven in this crappy world. We have one more fantastic unicorn-esque story, don't we?
Yes, like? This is a good story if you want to go to space. Do you guys want to go to space?
Yes.
No, I have no desire.
All right, Don, this story is for you. Do you plan to be alive in 2023?
Oh, I hope so, yeah.
I hope so, too. I hope we're all still alive. So here's the story.
Sweet.
There's an upcoming reality show called Space Hero.
Oh.
And the grand prize? A seat on a 2023 mission to the International Space Station.
Oh.
And on top of that, it's a reality show.
Oh,
so,
yes.
They want to launch the winner of this reality show to space. So, here's the deal. You'll go through rigorous training with Axiom Space Inc. And before lifting off, you'll spend 10 days alongside professional astronauts traveling at 17,000 miles an hour while orbiting the Earth 16 times a day.
Oh, that sounds fantastic. Can they come to Woodbury? Because I don't know if I can get off work for training.
I can get off work maybe
if I save up my vacation days to go on the mission, but the training, I'm going to have them come here.
Oh my gosh.
What are they doing in the Savers parking lot? Oh, that's Dawn McClain. She's training to go to space.
Yeah, she's just training. Don't worry about it.
Hey, can they
that
come
would
to
be
Woodbury?
Something, though.
Yeah.
And you're in space while we're doing the show. How cool would that be? We're like, Dawn, what did you see right now?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Stars.
Mm-hmm.
What else? Hey. That's it.
Yeah, that's it.
Can I tell you, that is one of the most ridiculous things. And Lex, I don't know how far you got, but that is one of the most ridiculous things in the show that I basically like, which is Away on Netflix.
Yeah.
With Hilary Swank and Josh Charles. Hi, Will. I love... This show, I love the show. We watched two additional episodes last night. Still loving it. But this is the thing that cracks me up. I don't know when this takes place, how far into the future this allegedly takes place, but they're able to call their family members from the spaceship going to Mars with no dropped calls. It's crystal clear transmission. It's like Hillary's calling from Coon Rapids to Minnetrista, you know? I'm at the lake house in Princeton, and I can't load Instagram without the spinning wheel of death.
Well, see, they're up there in space because your phone has to go to space and come back down, the signal.
Is that what it is?
Yeah,
they're there, direct line.
Yeah, the satellites are up there. So
okay, because Lex, doesn't that crack you up? She's
it
like,
does.
Oh,
it's crystal.
I'm gonna call Mom. She's halfway to Mars. Hold on a minute. Click, click. Hi, Mom.
And
it's
how
like,
many
what?
Calls can you make from space anyway? Do they let them just call their family?
Yes.
Yeah, apparently.
On, on a regular phone. And I'm like, okay, I can believe.
Phone?
Yes.
They're doing a lot of FaceTime, too.
Can I ask you, are they floating the whole time in this show?
No.
There's mm-hmm. no... Okay.
No, they've...
But they do... The gravity does play a role. They're moving real slow, slothy.
Okay.
Yeah.
But it just cracks me up. I'm like, oh, okay. I'm going to call and see what Gloria is having for dinner tonight. It's like, you're in space.
Hey, did you put technology. That roast chicken in?
Yeah. Mommy.
Better do it.
Mommy wants to tuck you in.
It's 8:38. Yeah. Come on, put in that roast chicken.
Yeah. So sorry, Lex. I didn't mean to divert
for 3
there.
3 years, you know, that's how long the mission is. This won't be that long. So yeah, if you want to be on Space Hero, they're also opening it up because, you know, right now you can buy a seat on this commercial flight to space, but it's really only for astronauts and billionaires.
Yeah, so I want to win my way in. Do I have to be like in shape because I haven't been to the gym in 6 months?
Well, there are rigorous testing
I've just
and
been
procedures
walking in my neighborhood.
They're going to test your physical, mental, walking. And emotional strength. Uh-oh. So hopefully that fast walking has helped with that.
Failed 2 out of 3 of those.
Yeah. 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 I think we know which one.
Yeah.
Actually, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Oh,
maybe no. All three.
What were they again? Physical, emotional, and
mental.
Yeah, that's the one I forgot.
Yeah.
Don't turn in this tape to them. Don't have them listen to this podcast. They'll have a different opinion.
Yeah, it can be someone else.
Yeah, I have no ambition whatsoever, especially after watching these couple shows on Netflix. No desire to go in space.
Yeah, I'm going to wait for the first, maybe second flight, and then maybe think about it. You know, we don't want to be MySpace. We want to be Facebook here, guys.
I would rather be TikTok.
Yeah, let's be TikTok. Even deeper. Yeah.
No, I'm not going to be the third generation. I mean, the iPhone is still getting worked on and we're in 12. No,
lots of updates.
I'm not going to be an early adopter to the space flight. No, let them work out the kinks. That's fine. Let Tom Cruise go up there.
Space Hero?
Care.
Space Hero is what it's called. Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. I'll put a link up on our show page if you're interested.
Oh, yeah. They're going to pick people that are Olympians or something, you know, that are super in shape.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not sure what the requirements are other than that they will be testing your physical, mental, and emotional strength. So.
I'm happy to be a space coward.
Right.
No ambition whatsoever.
We're going to dodge it. We've got bone spurs.
Yeah. No. Hey, guys, Project Dawn and Dirty, classic radio drama is headed in your direction. That's right. Get ready for it. It's My Talk's comedic reinterpretation of Orson Welles' War of the Worlds. Follow along on social media and online October 26th through October 30th. And we're all playing for different charities. Each show is. And you can get details about our charity at mytalk1071.com. 8:41. We're going to take a break. We'll be back right after these words. Welcome back. Jason and Alexis in the morning on My Talk 107.1, everything entertainment, everything. We should start our own OnlyFans site. I'm Jace with Lex and Dawn. Kenny is off.
Scary.
Yeah, he'll be back tomorrow. Thank you for being here. We greatly appreciate it. Okay, so Lex, we teased this a while ago.
Yeah.
Can you explain to folks like me, I'm not quite sure I fully understand what OnlyFans, what that is.
Okay, so OnlyFans is a celebrity site where fans can pay a monthly fee, you know, depending on, you know, the different access. It's almost like a Patreon, but you can go on there and usually the stars are sharing something provocative, nude. It's all adult content type page. And some notables have been joining. Usually it's not celebrities, but Bella Thorne was the first one. And now there's a new guy. It's the kid from Made in Manhattan. And a lot of people now know him from, what is that,
Teen Wolf.
Teen Wolf, that's right. His name is Tyler Posey. And he's sharing some pictures, nudes, and I guess people are loving it. and follow them along and all of that. But the real question that a lot of people are asking, especially those who have already been on OnlyFans, is it fair to allow someone with already a platform like, you know, you're a star, you're in TV, on TV and in movies, to be allowed to have an OnlyFans site? I guess Bella Thorne, millions of dollars she made right away, and a lot of the people who you know are already on it are saying, you know what, this isn't fair to us who've been doing this forever, the access, things like that. I'm just curious to see what you guys think.
I don't know what. Look, they're monetizing their name in a variety of ways anyway, so I'm not sure what the difference is here. You know what I mean? I mean,
they can sell, just another step.
Yeah, I mean, on Instagram, they can get on there and promote a lotion and make a gazillion dollars and be like, hey, true, I'm Tyler Posey. I rub my bum with bum oil. You know what I mean? And then and then if people buy, and then bum oil, the bum Cameo. Oil people send him, you know, they pay him $3 million or whatever for three posts. So I don't know how that is any different. Yeah, I mean, Cameo. I mean, that's really more direct. Mm-hmm. You know, I'll make a message for you for $30, or if you're Hoobastank, $300. You know what I mean?
So Hoobastank again.
I don't know what the rub is and the difference is between this
and those other options.
And OnlyFans.
Yeah. Well, there was an issue with Bella Thorne because OnlyFans actually changed their policy because she made so much money. They put a cap on how much people can give to you because of Bella Thorne. So she made $1 million on her first day. And they wanted to set limits so people avoided overspending. And so then it affected the real sex workers that are on there. And she said that she wanted to normalize sex workers, and that she wanted to, the point was that she wanted to bring normality to sex workers, but people are saying, or you just wanted attention and wanted to make some money. So they are really mad at her because the rules changed for OnlyFans.
Yeah.
Okay.
So there's that. The other thing is, I would just say, look, guys, I didn't even know this site existed before Bella and this guy Tyler, I guess, joined. So in some ways, that's good, right? I mean, not that I'm going to visit anytime soon, but that it's an option for you. And by exposing the website more, maybe people will go, hey, I'm going to go look for Tyler. And then they just happen to run into, you know, Johnson and
who?
Playtime.
Yeah.
You know, and then like, whoa, let's figure out what this guy's doing.
Johnson and Playtime.
What's she sharing?
Did you just say Johnson and Playtime?
I don't know. I have to be creative with your names, right?
That's a duo. It's two people. Don't ask.
Oh.
Johnson and Playtime. No, she just made it up, really.
Oh, I was like.
Oh, yeah. I was just thinking of, you know, someone that you just, you know, what's my name?
Oh.
I guess that would be mine.
Johnson and Playtime.
On Playtime.
Yeah.
Who's Johnson?
Honey, I'm going to change your sausage.
There you go.
On Hill.
Change your Johnson. Sausage. Yeah, change you can, you know.
That's right. Change your sausage.
Just whatever you want.
Change your sausage.
This year for Halloween, you guys, you and On Hill should be Johnson and Playtime.
Yeah.
Whatever that means. Oh, boy. Yeah, Aaron Carter did it, too.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that was the other one. Yep.
And a lot of people were expecting Bella Thorne to get, like, fully nude and, you know, do whatever it is that they do on OnlyFans, and she didn't. And so people wanted their money back. And then there's, like, this whole refund problem that isn't. It's just caused a lot of drama.
Well, I'm looking at Tyler Posey's Instagram account.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I mean, he's basically nude now.
Yeah, what else is he sharing, I guess, other than,
well, I mean, unless he's, I mean, unless it's more. Well, yeah, unless the Johnson's coming out at some point. You know what I mean? He's basically he's playing guitar in the nude. So I don't know what else he's going to be doing, you know? So
wow, I mean, he played the Jennifer Lopez's son on Made in Manhattan.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I guess, you know, they're allowed to grow up and everything, but wow, yeah. That's a...
Yeah, he's grown up.
He's, yeah.
Yeah.
He a man now. Oh, look at that. Oh, he has 5.8 million followers.
Yeah.
Wow. Uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah, he's grown up. He's a man. I don't know what to say.
I gotta look on his Instagram and see why he's so grown up.
Yeah, he's grown up. Yeah, he's.
God, I feel so creepy right now.
I do too. Yeah. That's why I'm like, this OnlyFans thing, it just creeps me out.
It's just.
I'll follow people on Instagram, but the OnlyFans, there's an expiration date, and I think all three of us on the show have passed it.
Sure.
Yeah.
I don't think it's for us. I'm pretty confident that it's not. I'm pretty sure it's not really for us. You know, and Bella, I don't know.
Bella, yeah. Okay. And, yeah, okay.
Well, we'll have fun with
that's what's going on with OnlyFans and that Teen Wolf.
I guess it could be
Teen Wolf.
Yeah, I'm comfortable with never going on OnlyFans.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what I mean? I'm just going to let that one pass me by. Yeah. That's fine. I mean,
you can get all that for free anyway, right?
I acquiesced and I got on the TikTok. I don't know if I need to get on this one. And I still haven't done anything.
Yeah, I was
going to
say,
TikTok.
Geez, where's your TikTok?
I don't know. It's Tik.
What are you going to do?
I have no talk.
Tik not?
Tik not. It's Lick Talk, remember?
Oh, Lick Talk. Yeah. That's right.
Yeah. I have none of that. That's a whole other thing that. We could 8:55, everybody.
Ooh, look at the time.
One more time, just so B. Arthur is well covered. Coming up tomorrow, we have no idea. No, coming up tomorrow. Tomorrow we'll have some fun facts. Yeah, we have some fun facts and more. And don't forget, next Tuesday with Liz, if you have something you want to know about our dear friend, tweet us, email us, and we'll save it for next Tuesday with her. But in the meantime, that's going to do it for us. Go out there and be yourself, because nobody can tell you're doing it wrong. Right, Lex?
Hey, that's right. You be you. Have a fantastic day today. We love you so much, and we will talk tomorrow. Bye, friends.
It's a beautiful day.